today we're dealing with the Department of Human Resources, the director's office, is that what we're doing, the
department-wide
okay, department-wide support services in the director's office, and Katie, if you'll go ahead and direct us to what sheet we should go, and we'll try to follow on.
Okay, what you have in your package, you have a memo sheet, which is the first three pages, or four pages. Then there is a two-page spreadsheet, and then there is attachment A and B, which should be, so that should be in your packet. What I'd like to do is briefly go through the various packages very quickly and kind of refresh your memory of what the packages contain, and then after I get done with that, then I will work through the recommendations. Package 090 and 107 actually work together. This particular package, 090, is a reduction of $283,152, and you'll notice that the internal auditor is an increase of $283,152. This was a recommendation by the, in a particular audit from the Secretary of State's office, that they increase the number of auditors, internal auditors that they have in the department. Right now they have one. And so for the entire department. So this package actually one funds the other. So there is not really, there's no net increase here. And they are asking for three FTE in this particular package. Package 101 is year 2000 remediation. If you recall, this biennium, there was $36 million that went for the Y2K remediation. There is a little reduction I'll talk about later. And this is to get their mainframe portion of their computer systems compatible for Y2K. The desktop support is package 102. And that's $4.5 million. And what it does is this is all the support services to help people with their computers, with their desktop computers. And right now the problem that they're trying to solve with this package is that they've had, for example, when they did a survey, this was probably the lowest scoring portion of department-wide support services was in desktop support, so that people can't get through, they can't get people on the phone to answer their questions, so they're trying to improve that particular area. Package 106 is the Children's Ombudsman position, and what that is in 1996, the Department of Human Resources went into an interagency agreement with the Commission on Children and Families to perform those services of the Ombudsman. And they've been doing it through an interagency agreement. What this package does, it creates three full-time FTE. They've been doing it with limited durations and the funding necessary to do that. Right now it's funded through a $1 court fee?
Registration fee.
Thank you. It's a $1 fee, and so it's funded through other funds. And what they're trying, there is a bill, House Bill 71, that would permanently transfer this to this department, and I think that that is being heard on Tuesday. But whether they get this package or not, they're going to need the limitation because they are providing the services. Package 450 is the Miami Health and HIV package, and actually this package belongs in the health division, and it was put into the director's office because the cutoff date for packages going into the health division had already passed when this package came forth, so they put it in the director's office, and I'll be making an adjustment later on that.
What was the last one you said for?
It's 450, Minority Health, and HIV.
We're on the spreadsheet.
Oh, all right. I was looking here. Okay.
The last one in this section, current service level.
Okay. Are there other questions? Okay. Okay. Recommendations. This is on the first sheet, not the spreadsheet. I'll go through that. First of all, there is the Attorney General rate reductions, which is in other funds, is $5,945. And this is going from $92 to $90 an hour. The adjustments to the governor's recommended budget, which we affectionately call it the reshoot,
is the next particular area, and you'll notice that there's a minus 545, which corresponds to package 450, and then there's $2,980, and then that's for a total of $2,435,159, and this will also increase five FTE. If you notice on attachment A, it does have a breakout of what was in this particular package. And what this is the carry forward of the rebalance, which we had approved earlier. And this is the funds that carry forward into the oncoming, in the new biennium. What I am recommending in this particular, the adjusted governor's recommended budget is to accept these adjustments. Which is the $2,435,159 other fund, including the 5 FTE. But I would say there is a portion in there of what is called the non-mainframe remediation portion of Y2K. And with that, that is $1.8 million. If you recall from the rebalance that we had completed earlier, this is the second part of that particular package. And what I'm suggesting that we do with that, because we're still working through it was unscheduled in the rebalance, I suggest that we also unschedule this particular portion of that adjustment and until, and then have information resource management, take a look at it when they approve it, then go ahead and schedule it again. And that way, if there is any money is left over that they don't need, then it won't, they won't have the limitation that will carry forward. Also, on this particular adjustment, this portion of it, I would suggest that the director's office give a periodic report to the Joint Legislative Committee on Information Management and Technology on the progress of the non-mainframe Y2K project. So that way they can be kept up to date of what they're doing and are they keeping their goal, the time frame in which they're supposed to complete this particular project in. Are there any questions on that?
Katie has just covered the first two bullets in number one and two under the first two bullets. Okay. There are no questions? Okay.
The next area are the general fund reductions, and this is a total of $8,064,100, and with a reduction of 5.5 FTE, and that is attachment B that gives you the breakdown of that particular adjustment. But I want to say about this reduction, a portion of it, $4,635, is actually a technical adjustment because there's excess limitation in the director's office budget that the prorates have already been reduced in the division. And so they have the limitation in there, but they don't have the prorate coming in. So it's really a limitation. So it's kind of a housekeeping to clean this up a little bit and tighten the budget down to the limitation that they actually need. The balance, $3,429,100. There are numerous reductions, you'll notice, on attachment B. These were brought forth upon a request from the department as reductions they could take. I accepted all of their reductions except for there were three of them that I did not. And then I also added a few further reductions in contracts and procurement. And this is for the general fund portion of these reductions is $2,141,301, a general fund. And the total on the actual reductions is $3,429,100.
Senator Shields.
It doesn't necessarily give me heartburn, but I don't really know how to read the language in which attachment B is written. Can you give a couple of examples? I mean, this is a long list of reductions in expenditures.
Okay.
Can you just a couple of them, maybe, so I know what
the director, DO stands for the director's office, and then, for example, OIS down below is Office of Information Services. This is a section within the director's office. And then, for example, they'll say, well, the last one, further reduce contracts and procurement unit, S&S, so that would be services and supplies. That would be the specific things that they are going to reduce.
What about the DOAG eliminate Washington, D.C. legislative analyst? What's that mean? Who's that?
Gary, I'll have you explain that.
And Chair, Senator Shields, there is a position in Washington, D.C., actually two positions in Washington, D.C., that represent the state of Oregon. One of those positions, occupied by a woman by the name of Tracy Saab, is funded out of the DHR revenues and stuff. And Tracy's job is to do a lot of human resource work in D.C. on behalf of the state and more specifically in DHR and the governor's office. So.
Follow up?
Go ahead.
Does this in any way screw up some of the federal funds, or could we lose is this person out there kind of making sure that we get our full share of federal funds, or can we lose some along the way if that person isn't bird-dogging what's going on?
I'm sure Senator Shields, the person's job is to kind of represent us on when we have challenges in federal government. A good example is Sinar right now. We are scheduled to lose about 40% of our money that goes to tobacco checks and inspections with retailers to ensure they're not selling to underage kids. That's a chunk of money for us. It's about $7 million. We're appealing that. This position in Washington works with the federal agency and the appropriate congressional office, congressional committees, to try to influence our ability to hang on to that money. That's what this person does. And that's only one example, but they'll work across welfare reform lines and child protective services and so on like that. They do other things besides human resource work, too. And then there's a second position that does transportation, natural resources, and this is.
Like I said, it's not a big deal to me, but it just occurs to me that if there's 49 other states that have somebody there trying to get their piece of the pie, one of our people is missing, maybe we'll lose a couple $1 million here and there. I don't know.
Madam Chair, Doug Wilson, Director of Program and Finance for the Department. Actually, I mean, that representation will be felt, and one way it will be felt is we'll probably have to have staff spending more time representing us, going back for specific reasons or functions where Tracy was able to represent us on the spot with a lot of communications with us. So.
Okay. That does help to fulfill all the administrative reductions that we ask for in every agency. So.
The $2.1 million equals a 3.7% reduction in the general fund. And as I think it was explained originally, that this particular department was, their overall goal was 4%. Some departments took more, some departments took less. If you accept these reductions, the general fund reductions, on page 2, you'll note that there is a breakout by division, because remember the director's office is actually funded through prorate, and this is how it breaks out. By division, so you will also be accepting a reduction in these divisions of these pro rates. Any questions? Okay. One thing on package 450, and actually this should have been a little higher up, I just wanted to point out again, 450, there is a reduction in the what is called the reshoot before, the adjusted governor's recommended budget, to move this out of this particular department, or not department, but out of the director's office into the health division. That's what that note's about.
And $500.
Say that again. The health division, package 450 was the minority
and HIV.
And HIV program. And
for $545,000, which they missed.
Right. They missed the deadline to put it in the health division's portion of the budget, so they put it in the director's office. We're now shifting it back.
Moving it back.
Okay. On a package, the program auction packages, package 090 and 107, like I said, work together in concert because 090 funds package 107, And I'm recommending this package. There is a Secretary of State audit, which you should have a copy of, that if you know them there, that they recommended that they use internal auditors to help, you know, with their programs. And so that, with the fact that they are willing to fund this particular program, then I'm recommending that. Package 010 is the year 2000 remediation, which is $14 million. And as I told, this is the Y2K, the mainframe portion, and it's taking care of the last 35% of the whole project. There are six limited duration positions equaling 2.28 FTE, and there will be 100 contractors for the first 6 months of the biennium, and then there are another 10 that's after the first of the year, so if they have any unexpected problems, they'll have the contractors to take care of it. What I recommend here is that we unschedule, I suggest that we unschedule $3.5 million of this particular package, which is the business continuation planning portion, because that's the one that, you know, there, some of it they know that they're going to do, but there is a portion of it. It depends kind of on what happens, whether they use that. And so by unscheduling it, if they don't use it, it will carry over. And if they do need it, then the department can go to the Department of Administrative Services, IRMD, and have them take a look at it and then go ahead and schedule that money. I would also suggest in this particular package that we have the department go to the Joint Legislative Committee on Information Management and Technology and do periodic reports like I had mentioned before. So the legislature knows where they are in this process.
I'm sorry. We've got House members, and
I think if we check in, we can come back.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's what they ask, is we all show up and then come out.
Okay. Maybe what we'll do is take just a brief recess so that you can check in and come right back so you can hear the explanation.
Do you have hands up for the rest of us?
Yeah.
On the recommendations for this, I'm on page 2 of the handout. The first recommendation is to unschedule $3.5 million for the business continuation planning portion of the budget, and I was explaining that is, you know, there's a portion of that that they feel pretty solid, but a lot of it is dependent on what happens. As to whether they're going to need this. And this is making sure that, you know, if once year 2000 rolls around, that if they have a field office and it's not operating, you know, for some reason, then they have people that will go out and get it operating. It also is a plan to, you know, how do you pay people if your computers are down or your power is down? And so they're planning the manual method of how you get those people paid and how do you get this services delivered. So we would like to unschedule this, and that way if they don't use the money, it will revert back and carry forward. Once again, as I had pointed out with the non-mainframe Y2K portion of the project, I would suggest that periodically as the Joint Legislative Committee on Information Management and Technology meets, that they come forth and provide a report that includes, you know, the progress on the project, how it compares to the completion goals, expenditures to date, and projected expenditures to complete the project. And then when they get done, then have a final report on that. Are there any questions on that particular portion?
No.
Package 102 is the desktop support, which I mentioned before, which is helps support the users out there with their desktop computers. This particular package was $4.5 million with 38.25 FTE. And because of direction from leadership, I have reduced this particular package by approximately $2 million of general fund. Is my recommendation there. And I would also reduce it reduces the FTE by 25.8 FTE. So it leaves a balance almost 1.5 million other funds. And in accepting this particular package, when you do that, then I also will reduce the pro rates in the division based on the schedule that's on here. And as you can see, it's almost 2 million in that area that will be reduced.
Other questions on that? I guess that's kind of welcome.
Thank you. Madam Chair, I was kind of wondering that 25.8 FTE, and that is a reduction, and are those positions then that will no longer be staffed or college?
They're not. This is an enhancement package.
Oh, all right.
Okay, we're reducing the number that they will get.
Yeah, I see. Thank you.
We'd still have 12.
Mm-hmm.
4 or 5 mm-hmm. FTE,
right.
And
all right, I see that now. Thank you.
Madam Chair, Ms. Vandegraaff.
Gary, how would this affect your use of the desktop? Would you be able to do just slower, or would you do less? How would you do with just about a third of what you had anticipated?
Madam Chair and Representative Ross, this gets us a start on being able to do something with the desktop system. And we don't really have any resources now other than each division will have some people that are kind of trained to be their specialists, but they're not computer people. They may be a caseworker that understands the network a little bit better than somebody else. So we obviously would have rather had the governor's recommendation, but we're happy to have, frankly, something so we can get started on making sure we use these desktop instruments to the highest value. We have thousands of computers out there. And for us not to have people using them at capacity is just a bad use of resources.
Thank you. Package 106 is the Children's Ombudsman package, which I had mentioned to you. This is they've been doing the work through an interagency agreement with the Oregon Commission on Children and Families. My recommendation here is that we provide the limitation and the full-time FTEs. Right now they're using limited duration, and that House Bill 2171 is at least scheduled next week, which would actually take this responsibility away from the commission and give it to the director's office. And so I'm recommending that we approve this package, because even if HB 2171 does not pass, they're going to need the limitation, because I have taken it. This is the limitation has been reduced in the excess limitation. And so they will need the package. And since this is ongoing, I don't expect this work to be going away, that I'm also recommending that the positions be full-time rather than limited duration. One concern that was expressed is that if the commission has these few positions in there, and even though they're unfunded, it was requested that we at least give them the commission a direction that they go to the Department of Administration and have those two positions abolished, since their responsibilities were originally for the ombudsman. The summary of the changes, the total budget will be reduced by $10,179,701 total fund. As you know, the general fund portion, which is mainly the shift in the HIV package of 545 from the general the governor's recommended budget. As you know, there is not a lot of general fund in this budget, so it makes the percentage look very, very large. The other funds portion of the director's office budget will decreased by $8,140,841, which is a 6.2% decrease from the governor's recommended budget. And this decrease in other funds results in a $2,141,300 general fund reduction in the prorate paid by the division. There's no change in the federal funds, and then I've outlined what the changes in the particular bill would be. The budget notes I have noted, there the first one deals with them going to the Joint Legislative Committee on Information Management Technology on the progress of the Year 2000 remediation project. This includes the mainframe, the non-mainframe, and also the business continuation components of the project, and that report should include the progress on the project, how the progress compares to the completion schedule, the expenditures to date, and the projected expenditures for completion. And then a final report should be given to the committee. The second budget note deals with the Commission on Children and Families, that they are to take the necessary steps to take the Department of Administrative Services to abolish the two positions currently in their budget, which are responsible for the Ombudsman program. What this nets out to be is on for the general fund, the recommended budget is $765,264. The other fund portion of the LFO recommended budget is $123,452,238. Federal funds, $2,074,000, with a total budget of $126,291,502. And this will be positions of 596, with FTEs being 573.83. And as you'll note, there are 2.28 of these positions that will actually be limited duration.
Madam Chair, any questions for Ms. Shields?
Well, I'm just a question of the department. As you put the overall effect of these cuts, are there any ways you see service delivery being hampered so the way it's going to come back and bite us?
Madam Chair, Mr. Shields, I think the only place in the recommendations that have been made to you that if we have some reservations about are in the contracts in the accounting side of the house. And I'm mindful of the conversation we had yesterday about small amounts, but I need to tell you this. You know, we've worked hard since I came into this job to beef up the accounting and contract side because we had a poor accounting system and a poor effort and a poor contracting system. We hired John Charlton from Treasury. We worked with the Secretary of State's office and DAS's accounting office to try to build a good accounting and contract system. And I think we've done a much better job at that. We're delivering contracts faster than we have before, more accurately. We're getting payments out. And to cut that staff that we've worked hard to build, we sent most of the accountants to a training session over the last couple of years and stuff to try and encourage a better quality of work, and to lose a couple of people where we really had a bad situation that we've made better is disappointing. Now, you know, is it going to bring your department down? No, it won't. It's just kind of frustrating to have worked hard to build in that area and know we've improved a lot, and now we're going to have to do it with a couple of fewer people.
I'm sure I'd move the LFO recommendation.
Senator Tanis has moved the LFO recommendations to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. This would be in House Bill 5029, DHR department-wide support services in the director's office. Is there a discussion?
Madam Chair,
Representative Ross.
I just had a follow-up question to Senator Shields' question. You said that you would be going backwards in terms of contracting and some staff that you had built in that area. We are reducing the capacity in accounting. Do you see risks in terms of accountability with the reduction in staff?
I'm sure Representative Ross, these are people that Doug oversees, so I'll let him add to this. I think there's some risk, but I'm not going to tell the committee that we're going to have a huge financial problem. It's just that we're going to now distribute more work across a smaller work base after having tried to build that workforce up and make it much more professional and much more competent than it was when I took this job. And so, you know, there's some element of risk, and I certainly want to ask you more, but it's not one that I'm going to count on the committee over.
I think like Gary said, there'll be a slight increase in risk just based on having fewer people. One of the other things you lose in this as you start to look into the future and try to think what changes you can make, and those will probably be the first things you lose with cuts like this all over, whether it's personnel or accounting contracts. As we try to improve our systems, you know, now we're going to have to shift that work. Or some of those folks may have been, some of the efforts may have been looking at improvements in the future, and we're going to have a harder time doing that now because the day-to-day work will have to be spread among fewer people. another impact.
So, Madam Chair, so what, if I'm understanding you correctly, that you'll be concentrating on the day-to-day work to make sure you're accurate there, but in terms of the imagination or initiatives to improve the system, that really thing is difficult. So you'll have to
be one of the costs.
You'll have to do that.
And Madam Chair, Representative Ross, I don't want to suggest to you we're going to let up on the quality of service that we want, because we have built a good accounting contracting group, and we're going to continue to expect a lot from them. It's harder to do when they see that they're losing staff around them. While we're selling them, we're going to build the best contact operation in Oregon. So, and we are the, I think you all realize, we write half the contracts in state government. We're the largest contractor.
And we also represent over half the transactions of state government in terms of the number of checks or however you want to measure it. So we are a large organization.
Okay. For discussion, are there any objections? Not seeing or hearing any, this portion of the budget has passed. Thank you very much. And we are adjourned. We will reconvene on Tuesday because we have Memorial Day off, and tomorrow, on Fridays, we normally don't meet. On Tuesday, June the 1st, we have a schedule of what we're proposing for the next week, and we'll be hearing the long term on the budget.